studio. I'm in the studio with Josh and Paige, and they're both actually judging me right now.
Wait, can I just show? Because I've been sitting in on Kate and Paige's show, and I'm loving the way they start their show, but maybe I got to step it up. I'm like, hey, what's up? You're listening to The Young Quest. And that's literally it. And then I just chat. Welcome to Oleana.
No, we be hooting. It's just a bunch of hooting and hollering on my show. But I just want to tell you all that today I'm wearing a shirt that says, warning, do not touch my tools and my daughter.
Where'd you get that shirt?
Damn shirt.
It's Paige's shirt. Yep. But I think that's a motto that everyone should live by. And I think it's very special. Mm-hmm. And today, I don't really know. My playlist has a bunch of just random songs on it. Oh, by the way, you're listening to Morning 90.9 FM. So, yeah. Just thank you all just for listening. All right. First up is Paranoid Android. Love you all. Anything else, Seth?
I love that.
Okay.
I love that.
Stop the noise, I'm trying to think about your drawings.
Hi again.
Did y'all like that song or what?
I'm here. Josh left, sadly, but I'm here with Steph.
Hi.
Her show's on next.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well,
automation show is on next.
Yes. Yes. But thank you so much for listening to me on this beautiful Friday.
Yay.
I hope you enjoyed my show better than Paige's.
All right. We're not starting the beef up again. I thought the beef was over.
So just thank you so much, and I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. It's supposed to be nice weather. I have a wedding to go to tonight.
I also forgot to say that my show is on Fridays from 12 to 1, so tune in every week for just my show.
I actually just muted you. That's crazy.
You didn't.
No one heard that at all.
Okay.
But yeah, make sure you keep tuning in every Friday from 1 to 2. Love y'all, and I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. All right.
Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt, and the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet through my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listen to the song they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Down just before it rained, they rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
You're listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ.
Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that and let you know that just six mega corporations own 90% of all media sources in America. Just six. All it takes is one executive